Hello and welcome to Men in Charge in Brief. I'm Kevin Decker.
And I'm Tony Flynn. Well, Kevin, I have not looked at the whiteboard today. What is today's episode about?
Well, in another in a long series of arthropod-focused sketches, today's is entitled, Well, It Appears Scorpions Are Now Leading Our Nation.
Well, I think the listeners have been waiting for this for a long time. But let me point something out here before we begin. Let's remind the listeners that beneath every episode lies an implicit question that serves as the premise for the episode. And if you mail it in and we read it and we like what we read, you could win a valuable prize. Hello, listeners. Hello. The pre-recorded banter that you just heard describes an episode of Men in Charge in Brief that doesn't exist.
Let that trickle down and blow your mind. Those guys doing the banter set you up.
Kevin's being characteristically brutal, listeners. I'm more sympathetic to your case. This is like an intervention run by Kevin and me. So please, sit down and listen. There's sherry and some dry scones at your elbow.
Tony and I are here to announce that all listeners of Men in Charge and Briefs are on report.
But we mean on report in the kindest possible way.
There's no need to be mawkish, Tony. The listeners have failed.
Mawkish?
Let me finish. The listeners have failed in their role as fans of Men in Charge and Briefs, when on two different dates our new episodes accidentally weren't broadcast. You listeners did not flood the station with complaints.
But that's only a sin of omission, Kevin.
Yeah, and each sin is multiplied by the sheer number of listeners out there.
You know how multiplication by one works, right, Kevin?
I do not, and all math is relative. But tell them the worst part, Tony.
Ah, yes. Well, there's the little issue of the weekly Guess the Implicit Question of the Sketch mail-in contest.
You haven't been participating.
So, just to cut to the chase and not beat a dead horse, you're on report, listener, or listeners on the off chance.
We're not afraid to put you on report. We've done it before.
Yes, once we put all women on report. At the time, it seemed like a good reason.
It's still a good reason, because if you think about it hard enough, statistically, at least some of these so-called listeners...
If that is your real role.
At least some of them must be women, statistically speaking.
And how did it turn out last time when we were bold enough to put all women on report, Kevin?
I think somebody tried to kill us.
No, somebody actually killed us and then framed us for our own murders.
Yeah, and then somehow we were put into cold storage.
In any case, we depart from the point. All listeners are on report. Be better fans. Write in with your questions about why Kevin never seems to wear fresh pants. Keep better vlogs. Do more Men in Charge in Briefs unboxings.
We're just waiting for you to screw up again, though, listener.
As usual, Kevin speaks only for himself, and sometimes even fails at that. Now, ignore the closing banter you're about to hear. The poor sap's coming up next to talking about a Men in Charge in Briefs episode that does not exist. Well, Kevin, I see a lot of people wrote in, but are any of them correct?
The one that we selected is from someone who obviously didn't listen today. Teddy Slim Magumba of Riverside, Iowa asks, is the implicit question, is this scorpion on my back poisonous or not? And that is not the right question.
It's not, but it is.
But I mean, it is.
The scorpion is poisonous.
Oh, yeah, it is poisonous.
But that's the wrong question, so... No valuable prize.
Which, by the way, was a scorpion-killing device. Ironic, is it not?
The scorpion was?
No, the valuable prize was scorpion-killing device.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. We'll feel sorry for you when the news is out in the papers.
Yep.
But luckier people than our listener are the members of the cast, who are Kevin Decker and Tony Flynn.
And today's episode was written by Kevin Decker. Special thanks to Brian Lindsay, whose cat named Nixon is a ball of weaponized cuteness.